بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فدا تجھ پہ اے خاک شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو یہ ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. نشانی ہے اس نام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ رضی اللہ عنہ. نشانی ہے اس نام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد. It's very, very beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Afzal Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu Rumi Zamana, Tabriz Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana. Hazrat has put this beautiful bayan in poetic form in such a beautiful way and teaching us the reality of Iman. and we can just get a brief idea of what was the iman of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's forget their connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat, their connection with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, all those things that had the slightest attachment to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, what great honor they had for this. And from this we learn that this is what is called nisbat, that the value of things increase according to its connection of anything. So we can well imagine here Hazrat is teaching us that look at the value of that Mubarak sand of Medina Sharif, how that value of that sand has increased because Hazrat, the title of beautiful poem, Fida Tujhpe Eh Khaake Medina, Shehre Medina, and that we sacrifice our lives upon you, O the Mubarak Park sand of Medina Sharif. If just the soil of Medina Sharif has become so honored because obviously the greatest personality has set his foot in Medina Sharif, so that soil and the whole environment in Medina Sharif, so much so that our elders teach us that even the skies of Medina Sharif now has got a special honor. Even the moon and the sun of Medina Sharif has got a special honor because the gazers of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam fell on those skies. So from this we learn this is that nisbat, that connection, that now Medina Sharif has got through the Mubarak personality of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the whole environment became so Mubarak, and it is so Mubarak till today that as Hazrat explains, that Jannat Allah Ta'ala has created for us, saro anko pe, we accept it wholeheartedly and we beg Allah Ta'ala to enter us without reckoning. But presently even Jannat is envying Medina Sharif, because in Jannat presently the greatest personality is not there, and the greatest personality is now resting in Medina Sharif. And where Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala is resting, imagine the whole earth of Medina Sharif, wherever Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, have put their footsteps, it has become so blessed, so Mubarak. Then presently where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam's very honorable Mubarak body is resting, that part of the earth enjoys such great honor, which is greater than the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also. So Hazrat is teaching us, and this is Iman, that this is how Iman will grow in the heart of a person. And without the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we cannot understand this and we cannot realize this. And we see today how myself, useless, so ignorant, how we walk around in Medina Sharif, we haven't understood the value of it. Whereas our pious elders, Hazrat Maulana Anotwi Rahmatullah Ali, what a great personality from the Akabiri Dioban, that from distance he used to take out his sandals and walk in the city of Medina Sharif. And even if his feet used to get hurt with the stones, etc., he used to bear all that, but he used to say, this was the Mubarak city of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam foot has treaded, where me and I am allowed to walk in the city. So we are very far from that, but at least we get an iota and just an idea that, oh Allah, we don't know the value, but at least give us an iota of proper adab, ihtiram, respect for Medina Sharif. And as we learn from our Honorable Hazrat, that normally we just say Medina, but we have to realize the honor of these Mubarak places, that Medina Sharif, Makkatul Mukarrama, all these we have to take it with the more respect we show. Ba adab, ba naseeb. Be adab, be naseeb. Hazrat Akimul Ummat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi has taught us one principle of tasawwuf to get close to Allah is adab, respect. The more you have got adab and respect, and you show, you learn adab, and you try and bring it into your life, then you get a great deal of goodness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you think it's not important, you don't pay attention to adab and respect in every way whatsoever, then you will lose out a great. and worse than that, bad adab, bad naseeb. A person who thinks, oh, they are also men, we are also men, these pious people, these ulama, why they give them special treatment? We don't know their value, we don't know their connection. And a person who's got an attitude of disrespect, Allah Hazrat says that that person will become a wretched person. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, to learn that how to develop our iman. Hazrat says so beautifully, addressing the city of Medina Sharif and the soil of Medina Sharif, Mubarak tujhe ho e arz-e Medina. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ka shahr hai ye shahr-e Medina. That why shouldn't this Mubarak earth, this blessed earth, become so blessed? Because after all, this has become the city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Allah Ta'ala commanded Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam that now go and make your abode in Medina Sharif, then the whole city, the name also changed from Yathrib to Taiba, the very pure city of Medina to Munawwara. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua, the air has changed and it has become the most blessed Mubarak city in the whole world. Until today it enjoys that great honor, that great status, because of the nisbat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. From here Hazrat is teaching us that one is we connect ourselves to our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and learn who the personality is of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we will have love, like we learn in the instance and story of Layla and Majnu, that he even used to love the dog of the city of Layla, teaching us that how we should have love. So if that was ordinary mortal love, then how much love shouldn't we have from the Mubarak city of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? That Mubarak piece of earth, which still today has been proven that soil also has become a means of shifa, curing soul of people also. Because of the barakat of the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then as Hazrat explained, those who realize the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they became his die-hard lovers, and then through their barakat, how Islam spread in the city and throughout the world. Tere paas jab Sayyid-e do jahan hai sallallahu alaihi wasallam, na kyun rash ke aflaq ho fir Medina. Hazrat says, when in O city of Medina Sharif, O the honorable soil of Medina Sharif, when resting in you the king of both the world, the most honorable personality, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then why is it that even the skies, the earth, everybody will be envious of that part of the earth? Who won't be envious just to hear the name of Medina Sharif? What joy it gets. And if a person desires to be in Medina Sharif, then what honor, and when you get there, what a great honor it is. But so beautifully, as our Hazrat has taught us also, and this we learn from the friends of Allah, that if we take our time to recite our Durood Sharif daily, just with this thought in mind, and just have this imagination, that now I'm standing in front of Rauza-e Park of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you'll be in the city of Medina Sharif already. On the other hand, we can be right in front of Rauza-e Park, but our mind is somewhere else. We don't even realize we're right in front of our honorable master, and we are not paying attention, and we're not showing the due respect, then we're far away from Medina Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, as Hazrat explains here, that how to be loyal and how to show honor to Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all those things that are attached, this is part of iman. Tere sab gumbad pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen Medina. That Hazrat says that beautiful dome that has been built over your Mubarak and your Mubarak countenance, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The whole world now sacrifices itself for that, just to look at that beautiful dome. Allahu Akbar. That dome has become so honored because of the noor of the beloved personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then what can be said of that earth that where Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is resting? And as you come close and close, so even that dome, the makhluk, the creation in the heavens, the angels, they envy that dome. that here is resting the greatest personality. So Hazrat says, it seems, and it is not far-fetched, that the skies are actually kissing the beautiful ground and that honorable Mubarak earth of Medina Sharif. That when Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is resting, Hazrat is teaching us that the whole skies, all the malaika, everybody, their attention is towards our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So myself, all of us, we should ponder and think, how much do I think of my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How much do I worry that I must imitate Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Or I'm just going with the flow of life and I don't realize. And also if I'm going to Medina Sharif, it is just a tour, it is just a holiday, that I will just also go on a tour. No, this is a very, very Mubarak, honorable journey. A person has to learn, as our Hazrat teaches us, that we have to learn what is the greatness of these places. Then when a person goes, then see the difference, your mindset, etc. A person will have some amount of consciousness and then benefit. Otherwise Allah Ta'ala save us, we will go and come and we won't get any benefit. Hazrat teaches us so beautifully that where Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is presently resting, Allah Ta'ala special rahmat, more than all the waterfalls in the world is descending. So if Allah Ta'ala gives you the tawfiq to be present there, just make this dua. And even while you're reciting your durood from here, make this dua that, oh Allah, the special mercies are, your special mercies are descending upon your beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If one drop can even fall upon me, my life will be made. But Hazrat says, a wretched person like myself, sometimes we go without a beard, we just come back without a beard. Our woman, we go without parda, we come back. In other words, we haven't gone with the right focus, with the right intention. And Allah Ta'ala save us, in today's time, so many wrong ideologies. We just see people doing anything and we come back with the wrong notions. Allah Ta'ala save us all. Hazrat Fadha mentions, Tera zarra zarra nishane nabi hai. Fida tujhpe mein khaak shahre Madina. See the friends of Allah, how they see the city of Medina Sharif. Hazrat says, every speck here, every speck of sand here is the sign of how Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sacrificed his life to spread the noor of Iman, to spread the noor of Hidayat from the city of Medina Sharif. So, Hazrat says, if that is the case, O Mubarak, the Mubarak land of Medina Sharif, we sacrifice our lives upon you, that from your Mubarak earth, Allah Ta'ala has sent the greatest personality, the Noor of Hidayat is still penetrating from there, and it is still flourishing throughout the world. And Hazrat explains now, how to appreciate the personality of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Hazrat gives us a brief idea. Uhud ki ye daman mein khune shaheeda sabak de raha hai wafai Medina. How to be loyal to the city of Medina Sharif, that is actually to the beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. How should we hold steadfastness, at least an iota, and we get an idea, and we beg Allah Ta'ala to give us an iota of this reality. That Hazrat says, we see as you come out of the beautiful masjid of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right in front you see Mount Uhud. But just look at the mount, who are resting there? The great, honorable, loyal servants of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who gave their lives and sacrificed their lives for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat. When they learned Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, and thus penetrated their lives, then they gave not only their sweat, their blood, everything, every step, they imitated our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as Hazrat teaches us, not like us, we say this is sunnat or wajib. Every slightest action of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was so beloved to them that they could not leave it out. So Hazrat says, don't just look at the Mount of Uhud like that. Just think that which loyal servants are resting there. Sayyidu Shuhada Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he and anhum ajma'een, how he gave his life for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the cause to spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat says, all this nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki. Sahaba radiallahu ke kadmo se khaki Madina. This is a clear sign of the greatness of Islam. That way of life and that deen and that way of life that Allah ta'ala has given us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to us, وَرَضِيْتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينَ. These Sahaba radiallahu understood that Allah ta'ala loves this way of life. This is the clear sign how we have to submit to Islam. We have to just give ourselves, no questions, no agar magar. So beautifully our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi explained. He says, Hakim ul-Ummat Mawlana Asaf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi most probably mentions, if in front of you all the time your object is the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll have no agar magar, ifs and buts in deen. That why now this and why now that? No, when we learn from the friends of Allah and we know these are the loyal friends, whatever they teach us, we just accept. Like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, wholeheartedly, they accepted the way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this shows the greatness of Islam, which will carry on. The world can try and subdue Islam. The more they try, Allah ta'ala says, وَيُتِمُّ نُورَهُ نُورَهُ. Allah ta'ala will complete that noor of Islam. Even if they try to wipe it out, they can only do it with a propaganda machine. The reality of Islam will still carry on if we just try and make a little effort to follow in the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. That Hazrat says, Sahaba radiallahu ki qadmo se khaki Madina. Can we imagine Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their mubarak footsteps in Madina Sharif, and how they gave their lives and they spread the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From this we learn the greatest lesson, as it tells us here, Wafa dadiyo par sahaba rajam ki akhtar, hai tariq roshan ye shahre Madina. Hazrat says that, oh, addressing himself, but this is addressed for me and all of us, that, oh akhtar, don't we see what was the loyalty of sahaba radiallahu ta'ala? We can't imagine that what kind of men they were, what personalities they were. It's beyond our imagination. One incident you hear of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, we can't imagine. But when the love of Allah penetrates the heart, and this can only come with sohbat, with company, and with the company of the friends of Allah, we beg Allah that iman, that tawheed penetrates the heart, and we get an iota to become the loyal servants of Allah. Hazrat says, look at the history of Madina Sharif, that you will see it shining with the beautiful loyalty of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. And till today, the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who try their best to be loyal to the commands of Allah and the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we should try and read Hayatul Sahaba to ourselves, our children, etc. Read the seerah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we'll get an iota and a glimpse of how Mubarak that place and what effort they did. That is why it became the so honorable city, and till today it will be. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, innad deena 'indallahi al-islam. Sadaqallahu al-mawlana al-azim. One important muzakara, just a reminder for all of us by which we can benefit tremendously, that whenever we hear the talks of deen, we should try and make four intentions. And if we do this continuously from any one talk of deen, we will benefit tremendously. In fact, that one talk will also be enough for us. And if we make this niyat for every talk that we listen, how much more won't we benefit? Where Juma Bayan, whichever Bayan, wherever we are, and for students, their classes, etc., their lessons, and for all of us, if we do kitab reading, anything, make these four intentions. One is consciously to make this intention to listen. Sometimes we are here present, but we are not really listening. Our mind is floating around, we are dozing off to sleep, and we don't worry the sleep comes. One is to fight the sleep, And one is it comes, it comes. And other is any thoughts, stray thoughts come. One is we are just entertain them, they have come. And one is I came for a purpose here. And I have to listen. The thoughts are going to come. Wasawis will always be there. But then to push them away and to focus, to listen properly, that is the first thing. Until we don't make that niyat that I want to listen, then we'll find our mind just drifts away and we won't really be listening. The second is to retain, to remember what is being said. You make the niyat that I'm going to remember what is being said. For example, last week's majlis, if we have to ask that what was last week's majlis about, most of us we have forgotten, perhaps all of us. Right? So we make that niyat that لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. It's a promise that what for every person the niyat he makes, Allah will give him. But we don't make the niyat to retain it, to record it. We perhaps will put our recorders to record it, but for us to record it. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah, and Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib, Rahimahullah, they used to sometimes, Bhai Abdul Wahab Sahib should get very cross anyone comes with a recorder. In fact, he notices it, he should go and take it away from them. He say, record it in your heart. Our Shaykh also used to say, what you recording on the recorder? Record it in your heart. And normally we record, we show a lot of jazbah, but when do we really listen? How much does a person get time to listen? So if we record it in our heart, and we make the niyat to record it, it will be recorded. We don't make the niyat, so we're just listening, and it's gone, it's not there. The third is we make the niyat to make amal. If we make the niyat to make amal, we will get tawfiq of making amal. Otherwise, we see that whole life we have listened so many bayans, but if we check our amal, we are extremely weak. And if we check ourselves, did I ever make niyat of making amal? We just listen. But if we make the niyat of amal, then from a left side, we will get the tawfiq. And for that, like for example, we hear the virtues of reading Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. We heard it, read it that time. How long is it going to take us? The virtues of reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Read it at that time. And then we will see, if we did that amal at that time, Allah will give us the tawfiq to carry on. But usually our niyat is also not for amal. The niyat is just like customary we come. So we come, we listen, and we don't get the tawfiq of making amal. Otherwise, how many virtues we have heard already. How many things we are warned about, but they are still there. Our eyes are not under control. Our thoughts are not under control. Our tongue is not under control. How many times we have heard with the tongue, how much we can read, etc. So if we make the niyat, then inshallah it will come. And then the niyat we make now, that we will pass it on to others. If we make that niyat, Allah will give us the tawfiq. Otherwise, if that also, if we think that all we heard, did we ever pass it on to someone else? Did we ever go and tell somebody else one point or something? Today is the time of technology, perhaps something struck us. Now we recorded it, we make a clip, we send it around. But it's more the technology that we are more. Not really the message that we are after. If it is the message, then the original form of going to tell somebody personally. Many of us are here, our families haven't come, they are not listening. How many of us will go and tell the family? How many of us will speak to our friends tomorrow? How many will try and pass the message? So Allah give us this tawfiq. And as far as recording it, listening to remember it, we say that a person reads whole life Quran Sharif. It's not a hafiz, he reads. Every day he reads. Some people read quite a bit also. But whole life he doesn't become a hafiz. And one is a person reads to remember. He wants to become a hafiz. We see in 2-3 years time he's a hafiz. Because he read with that intention, I must memorize it. I must become a hafiz. So he reads it like that and he becomes a hafiz. And another, we make tilawat whole life, but our niyat is not to become a hafiz. So whole life, and how many khatams we make? Some people, mashallah, how many khatams we make? But we don't become a hafiz. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Make the niyat to listen, to be our mind be present, the niyat to retain it, to remember it, the niyat to make amal on it, and the niyat to pass it on. And also, لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى, according to our intention, is the sawab also. If we made these intentions, we will get the sawab also. We don't make the intention, so that sawab also is not there. May Allah give me first, all of us, the tawfiq, inshallah. The ayat of the Quran Sharif I recited, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says that undoubtedly the deen which is acceptable by Allah is Islam. Only Islam is acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, deen, religion, normally we will translate it the religion, but really it is a way of life. That way of life, Islam is not like a religion. That part of your life that you go to, like the Christians, they'll go to church on Sunday or other times, but other times they are free to do what they want to. A Muslim is 24 hours. From birth to death, his whole way of life is of Islam. And alhamdulillah, our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam has taught us the amal of every occasion. And Allah reward all the Sahaba, the Azwaji Mutahharat, even the private life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been taught to the Ummah. And that is one of the reasons ulama state why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a number of wives. Because every aspect of his private life was also supposed to go into the Ummah. So that all of them, they would narrate, the wife knows the private life of a person, and they would spread it. In fact, the kuffar of Makkah, they should say, from their point of view, that what kind of a Nabi have you got? He even teaches you how to urinate, how to make istinja. They found fault in that, whereas this is a great honor. In this also, we should all understand that in all our matters, it depends from which side we look at it. The kuffar looked at it from that side, and they went further from Islam. We look at it, alhamdulillah, how to gain your paaki. And this is also nisful iman. Our taharat is half of our iman. And had we not been taught, we shouldn't have known how to make taharat. And alhamdulillah, in all our kitab, small children also, they learn about istinja, how to make ghusl, etc., how to make wudu. So taharat is a very, very important part. And that, how should the ummah know about this also? So our whole deen has been taught, and this is that way of life of Islam, this complete way of life. Otherwise, if we take it just like a religion, and if some youngsters are playing, for example, soccer or cricket, and it comes to prayer time, then or there's a political meeting or any other, then the Christians will go to the church, the Jews will go to the synagogue, Hindus will go to their temple, Muslims will go to the masjid. When they come back, then again all are same. But for a Muslim, it is not like that. For all 24 hours, he is a Muslim. And he will be regulated by Islam all the time. So Allah give us the tawfiq to understand that this whole way of life we have to bring, and that it is the most superb way, there is absolutely no doubt. The most beautiful way, and that is the complete way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and by which our whole life becomes purified also. For this dunya also we get the best in everything. And then for akhirat also, what great rewards. On every sunnah, what great rewards. The companionship of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to be in the neighborhood of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, to get the rewards of hundreds of shaheeds for every sunnah. So Allah, consciously, that our whole life, we Allah give us tawfiq that we bring it according to deen. And also another aspect of this is that for a Muslim, there is nothing like dunya also. Everything is deen for him. He's earning his money is deen. He's getting married is deen. Having children, he cohabits with his wife is also deen. Our Shaykh, Allah reward our Shaykh very greatly. What fine points of deen our Shaykh taught us. For example, Hazrat taught us that making love to your wife, Allah writes that down as you made love to Allah Ta'ala. You get the reward as though you made love to Allah, you fulfilled Allah's command. Because to love your wife, to show her kindness, to be gentle, kind with her, is a command of our deen. وَعَاشِرُهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ Treat them in a nice, suitable way. The command of the Quran Sharif, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the best amongst you is the one who treats his wife the best. And I treat my wives the best. Of course, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is a perfect example. So even that aspect of our life is not like we are free also. And we can go about it as we want to. But there also it is about our deen. And just one aspect which should come later, but in case it gets left out, with our wives and making love with our wives, etc. And that it is deen also. One very important aspect is the dressing of our wives also. Many of us, good people also, in the home, we let them dress like the Yehud and Nasara, like top and pants, etc., all other kinds of dressing, and we say it's in the house, or some perhaps in the bedroom, we make them dress like how they will dress, like with a short mini skirt or with something like that. So this is all really, if we analyze it, Allah make us all maaf, but it is a sign of the love of kufr stuff. That woman is a woman. It's your wife, it could be a Indian woman, it could be a white woman, it could be a colored woman, it could be a black woman. But that way of the non-Muslims, we still have got that within us. And our dressing, for a woman also is clear, our dressing, what a woman. And then again, in the home, if it is, and especially if there are little children there, and they see this way of this kufr dressing, that way, so that also comes into them again. Hey, we think they are small children, but a small child, in fact, the child who is still in the womb of the mother, whatever the mother is doing, the father is doing, will have an effect on the child also. So this is also very important, that the Islamic dressing also, to have that is very, very important. So anyway, so all this is also deen, complete way of life, of how we live with our woman, etc., how we live with our children. Islam is one complete way of life. It isn't just like what in the Western or in the worldly concept, what we understand religion. That my religion, in a census paper you ask, what is your religion? Islam. Or some visa application, your religion, Islam. But it means, deen, your complete way of life. And what is that way of life? Islam. Only that will be acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. This one way of life of Islam. And more the focus is, today we wish to focus that this Islam which is going to be acceptable by Allah Ta'ala, it is so important that we make sure we got the right Islam. Mm-hmm. Because today there are so many brands of Islam. First we perhaps knew before 94, we knew only like one type of Islam. It was common. And we all just submitted to that one type. But with the opening of the country to all the different countries, all the different embassies, and embassy is not just the embassy for what we might think, but they are there to promote everything of their country. So all, whether it is an Egyptian brand of Islam, whether it's a Saudi brand of Islam, whether it is a Syrian brand of Islam, whether it's an Iranian brand of Islam, whether it is any other type of Pakistani brand of Islam, all. So what is accepted by Allah Ta'ala? Not an Indian brand, not any other brand, but the brand of Quran and Hadith. And Alhamdulillah, this has been safeguarded and protected. And the way of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah has been brought to us in a perfect and complete way. Now it is for us just to choose that way. And also with regard to Islam as the deen which is acceptable by Allah only. وَمَنْ يَفْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْ. Anyone who will choose a way of life other than that of Islam, who will incline to any other way, to any other to like the Jews, the Christians, the Hindus, any other style and way of life, Allah says that won't be acceptable from him. Only the way of Islam will be acceptable to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So this way of life and this Islam, like the Shias, if you ask them their religion, they'll also say we are Muslims. Qadianis will also say their religion is Islam. And we have to keep in mind also, all of us, and it's not a simple thing, it's a serious matter. In the Qabr we were are going to be asked also, Mar Rabbuka wa ma deenuka. And if our deen is not, we will say that deen is Islam, my deen is Islam. But which Islam? Which type of Islam? Today commonly where a person is branded, you are very conservative, you are orthodox, you are old fashioned, etc. So that type of deen is they are referring to. So those who are saying that, what kind of deen are they in? And the person who is the closer to the way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and how much we are on the path of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, anyone who adds to my deen, who subtracts from my deen, how dangerous that is. Anyone who adds anything, many bid'at, etc. We have to be very, very careful. All new things that we add to the deen. So that deen which has come from Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and Allah reward the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, no matter how much we become die hearts of the Sahaba, that how they have brought the deen to us, what sacrifices they made, and how they protected every aspect of deen, of the way of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Azwaji Mutahharat, the family of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and all the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then the Tabi'een, Tabi Tabi'een, and till today, the ulama also, the righteous ulama, how they protect this way of deen, and how they stick firmly to it. And as we have been taught in the hadith, stick to it and hold it tight with your nawajib, with your teeth, that when you don't, you may want to make sure that something must not lose it. You hold it tight with your teeth, like that, hold on to the deen. And of course, it will become difficult also, that way of life will be like carrying burning embers in your hand. Today, all the criticism from within the house. The wife will criticize the husband. Husband will criticize the wife. The parents, the children. The children, the parents. If we want to stick to that way of life, then everyone in the society and on a wedding occasion, what and what we have to face on our like dini occasion, like Quran khatam time, and what all the other things are brought in. So that deen, and to try and get that way of life. So for that, one very important aspect is dua. That we ask Allah, that deen which you want from us, what is matloob and maqsood by you, and what is maqbool by you, what is accepted, Ya Allah, bless us with that deen. And then we have to make an effort. Allah Ta'ala gave us our brains also. Allah gave us our eyes, our tongue. And we have to go and ask, and we have to see, and what our heart tells us, that what is that way of life which is going to be acceptable by Allah Ta'ala. And istafti qalbak, take the fatwa from your heart, and your heart will give you the correct fatwa. If you are sincere, you are not looking for just the sahulat, just things that make life easy. Or you are just not looking for a loophole everywhere. One is, you know, and people openly say, you on this masala, go to this mufti. So then we are looking for loopholes, that what we want, we are going to get. And when we ask different mufti, that also it means that we want that somebody to tell us what we want to hear. Till then we are not satisfied. So we have to, the safest form in this is, who our heart tells us that this mufti, this maulana, that he is on the right path. And he will guide me towards Allah Ta'ala. Because if we don't have the full knowledge of Quran, and everyone who has knowledge of Quran and Hadith also is not in that position to understand every matter of deen. You need deep, and even if you ask a mufti, and a good mufti, many times he will also say, I'll have to check up. And he'll have to go and still make tahqeeq, and he'll have to apply his mind to the thing. We'll see all the things, ayats of the Quran, the hadith, and all the views of the great, great ulama. And then, according to the situation, he'll still have to apply his mind to it. And then he will come out. And that is not the work of any and every person. It's a big task. But Allah, in his great and infinite mercy in our country, around us, there are these people. And it is for us to go in, and who we follow with sincerity, that this is the person that will guide me to the right, then follow that person. And in all matters, not for example, we want to, one masala, we go and ask one mufti. We know that he is of this view. Another masala, we go and ask another mufti. We know he is of that view. So really we are following our own desires. We are not following deen and sharia. We are not following that Islam. We are following our own desires. Anyway, this is a very, very important thing, that we follow the correct deen. And in this matter also, one very important thing, it has also become very common with us that whatever we want to do, we look for something in Quran or Hadith, or in the lives of our buzurgs, or in the life of our ulama, and we see that they also permitted this, for example. Or they did this, and we make that the norm of our life. Mm. They did that for one occasion. There was some necessity at that time. But that wasn't their normal life. Mm. For example, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on one occasion drank water while standing. Now we find that, and we make that the norm. You can drink water standing, there's nothing wrong. But that was one occasion, find out why, for what reason. But you make that the norm, that is absolutely wrong. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam on one occasion had to stand and urinate also. Now, and all this has been, and this is the justice and fairness of our deen. That we didn't just subtract it or just sweep it under the carpet. No, things which are difficult for us to explain, they are there in the Kitab. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn and we have to understand and explain those things. They haven't been just taken and just swept under the carpet. This doesn't seem to be advisable. People shouldn't know about it. So just sweep it. Ulama have been, what genuine ulama, Allah has blessed Islam. And how they, those people who just, for example, stood and ate something. The narrations, their masail were not accepted. He's not a person of that integrity. And deen, the highest level has been chosen. So we have been given that type of deen. So Allah Ta'ala, so we should be seen. So today, like in what you call it, we hear now in Mina, Arafat, urinals, where a person said, because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also stood. Now to make that the norm, or in our homes, to serve the high toilet, a necessity, it's permitted, there's no problem. A person has got knee problems, he's got back problems, he can't sit down. But just like that now, and our little children, we are training them like that. And today they can't comprehend the flat toilet, they can't understand the flat toilet. One student who came to the madrasa, from one of the foreign countries, Europe or America, when he saw the toilet, he says, I just couldn't figure out what gadget this is. The flat toilet. What is this? I couldn't figure it out. So he was just used to the high toilet. Of necessity, no problem. So all this we have to see, that we bring our lives according to the sunnah, whether it is the toilet, our eating. How many of us, our breakfast we'll set at the table. For other meals, we go in Jamaat, we are die hearts of sunnah. Every meal we sit down, and somebody suggests you must sit on top, we'll make a big noise about it. But when we come home, then it is the opposite. Then we are not sitting. If person again, he's got problems, knee problems, back problems, different things, but he hasn't got any excuse. So this way of life of Islam, and more, these are the sunnahs and all that way of life. But in all our matters, we have to see that deen which will be acceptable when we will be asked in the Quran, wama in the qabr, wama deenuka, what is your deen? At that time will we be able to answer with that deen of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. How much does our way of life resemble the way of life of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? We have to check ourselves in all our matters. And it is very important that we give some time to this question and try to get the answer. Because the second question in the qabr, we are going to be asked about that. And if we are sincere to ourselves, our heart will guide us to what is right. And if we want to follow our nafs and our desires, that will be up to us then. That will be a different thing. But and in this also, where we find ourselves, we are falling short. I can't, I'm weak. Then make tawbah istighfar. But don't change the deen. The right deen is the right deen. I can't manage it. It's my weakness. It's my fault. But don't try and change the deen. Don't try and change the norm, what our deen is. Keep, maintain that. And admit, no matter who you are, the world thinks you to be a buzur, but I'm weak in this, it's my weakness. But this is the deen of Allah Ta'ala. And in this, in many matters, how the world is working on us, whether it's through the cell phone, the billboards, the school education, whether it is the TV, all these things, they have polluted our minds terribly. And many, many things, today we find it difficult. Capital punishment in Islam, we find it hard to accept. We have to accept it. We can't try and water it down. We can't try and sweep it under the carpet. It's there, it's the law of Allah. And I accept it. If I can't apply it, it's my weakness. But it is the law of Allah Ta'ala. And I accept it wholeheartedly. Today, how many people parda we can't accept? We're not making parda, it's my weakness. But the segregation of sexes in its detail is the law of Allah Ta'ala. All halal and haram, Allah has ordained it. And if I find it difficult, it is my weakness. But not to say that today you can't practice Islam. Or that is another aspect also. Some people will feel Islam is not practical. Whereas Islam is practical at all times. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand and to cherish and honor and imbibe and bring within us that Islam which is required from Allah Ta'ala. That way of life which is required. And we add it with tawbah, istighfar all the time. Nobody can make Allah's ibadat as the right of Allah's ibadat is. Nobody can fear Allah as Allah is to be feared. We accept our mistakes, we ask for maghfirat, and Allah is most merciful, most kind. But no, we should not change and have a different deen and a different way of life. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq to understand our proper deen, inshallah.